إلا الله إن الحمد لله نحمده سبحانه ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا ومتعنا اللهم بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما أحييتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا اللهم على من عادانا اللهم ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا اللهم ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك ولا يرحمنا يا رب العالمين أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم يوم ترونها تذهب كل مرضعة عما أرضعت وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه وعنا معهم إلى يوم الدين أما بعد In the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most compassionate, the most merciful. All the praise and thanks are due to him and peace and blessings be upon his blood prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He who is guided by the will of Allah, no one can misguide him. And he who is misguided, no one can guide him except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I do bear witness that there is no God but Allah and Muhammad is his messenger. Respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today's khutbah, the title of today's khutbah might be a little bit strange. You might not expect such a title. Actually, it will be about parking in Islam. How to park our cars. It might be very strange. Actually, I was asked by one of the brothers last week. He said, please, I ask you by Allah. More or less, I ask you by Allah to give a special khutbah about parking in Islam. The reason, now this is my departure point. نقطة الانطلاق. قد يستغرب البعض يا أحبة أنه العنوان الظاهري أو العنوان الدعائي إن جاز لي التعبير سيكون حول اصطفاف السيارات في الإسلام. قد يكون العنوان غريبا، قد يكون غريبا. رجاني أحد الإخوة بما معناه أنه أستحلفك بالله أن تتحدث عن اصطفاف السيارات في الإسلام. Now, basically, the main reason for this, I think you agree with me, maybe many of you have already witnessed the administration of the masjid since weeks, if not months, if not years. On every Friday, one of the brothers from the people in charge, they are literally begging. You know begging? يتوسلون. Please, please, please don't park in the parking areas of the neighbors where we are not allowed to, like the A&W, for example. Please, please. And every week, some people, they do park. Every Friday. To a degree that our reputation has reached to a level, amazingly, very bad. So one of them, he said, please speak about parking. Actually, the core point of the khutbah is not about parking. It's about how to be a good representative of Islam. Through one of the simple aspects that led someone like me to talk about this, addressing myself and my respected brothers and sisters, the incident of parking our cars. Now, let me say something, respected brothers and sisters, and please, if you feel that what you will you be listening to could benefit some of our brothers and sisters, this khutbah basically is published in a few hours, inshallah, on the Dar Foundation YouTube channel. Please share it, please. What I will be doing now the official title is How to Be a Good Representative of Islam. Okay? The unofficial title, Parking in Islam. Now, I will be dividing my talk into two, three stages. Stage number one, I will be highlighting some common sense statements to fix a concept that we all share and should share. Then I will give second phase an example. Then third phase, I will give evidences, adilla, from Quran and Sunnah about the importance of what I'm trying to convey. Now, first stage or first phase, common sense statements, human statements, agreed upon statements. Statement number one, if we can memorize them, they will benefit. Number one, sorry sir, I can't hear you. Your action is louder than your words. I repeat, sorry sir, I can't hear you. Your action is louder than your words. End of the quote. In my language, I don't care with what you say, I care with what you do. Simply, this is a common human sense, it's not an Islamic. Anyone agrees upon this. Another statement. Children do what they see, not what you say. Another common sense has to do with the human sense. Human common sense. Children do what they see, not what I or you or we say, which means the role model, the qudwa, al-uswa, is much more powerful than hundreds, if not thousands, of words. Let's imagine, respected brothers and sisters, that we Muslims, every time we want to pray, it happened by the will of Allah, that on the other side of the road, there is a church for Christians, or there is a synagogue for Jews, or there is a temple for Sikh, or a temple for Hindus. Every time you want to come to pray, we can't park our cars because it's blocked because of them. What is the image and the impression that we will have about this religious community? Can anyone claim that it will be positive? Even if they're just 3 out of 300, let's imagine that they have their own congregations. Okay? Regardless, Jews, Christians, Hindus, Sikh, any religion, any group, but they have religious aspects, like us. And every time we want to come to do whatever he is special for us, we need urgently just to catch the prayer. 2-3 minutes, you miss the rak'ah. Extra 7 minutes, the prayer is missed. Which means if someone has blocked the way till you manage to park, you have lost the prayer. So no one can tell you, oh brother Muslim, you know, no problem, don't worry, just 7 minutes, 7 minutes, I lost the prayer. So it's a big problem. For me, it's a big problem. But imagine that Jews, Christians, who says that they are doing this with us. Do you think that anyone of us will hold any kind of positive attitude to a degree that we will think about how beautiful the scripture is, or this is the final message that we have taken about their religion? Common sense. I'm not discussing Islam now. I'm discussing common human sense. I don't need, you don't need, none of us is in need for this to be proved. Because it's a common sense. Human common sense. Anyone will agree upon this. So this first stage, please, if you see someone, or if sometimes this shaitan is trying to tell me, don't bother yourself, why to go, for example, early, to have a good place to park your car, not just the last 5 minutes. Some Arabic mentalities, they think in this way, okay? خلينا شوف الزلمة اللي بدوش يخلينا صوف. You know, this kind of, we have it, in the Arab mentality, we are ready always to fight. Okay? And we are all zu'ama, all the time. We are, and we don't make mistakes. We have the right always, and we are ready to fight with anyone who is zalami garib. You know zalami garib? Untranslatable, Qamana. Just Arabs from Bilad al-Sham, yafhamu. We have a serious problem. Now, stage number two. Please, I and all of us, we need to know the following. By the fact that we decided to say Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, I will witness that there is no God but Allah and Muhammad is his messenger, it's as if we have signed a contracts of commitment with Allah. Whether you love or not, you and I, we are representatives for Islam. It doesn't matter whether I don't like or I do like the people to take it as such. This is the reality, common sense reality. I am a representative. It's like, imagine yourself, or try to look to this simple example. An army officer, an army and a soldier, by the time he signed that he wants to be a soldier in this army, he does not own his personal freedom in most of the time. He has no right to do anything in the street because he is represented for the army. And the army is one of the most important military or most important institutions for the country, for the state. It is the honor of the state. It is the protective element of the state. He has no right to drink and to be drunk in the street. May God be with his soul if this happened. He has no right to do any even small comment of harassment with a girl in the street. May God be with his soul. He will lose everything. But you would say, but you know, I'm doing like anyone in the street. No, you are not anyone. You are an officer in the army. You are not anyone. Make this analogy, qiyas. By the fact that you are a Muslim, khalas, this is طبعا, alhamdulillah, this is ni'mah from Allah, blessing from Allah. But this sacred duty has consequences. You have to pay some tax for this. You don't own your personal freedom just to do whatever you would like to do, whenever you would like to do that. Your personal freedom will be limited to some certain things. It's not up to you or up to me. By the way, this is not just Islamic. Anyone represents something important like that, he will have restrictions in his life. So let's always remember, when I do something like parking my car in a wrong place, the end result is an attack and hatred against the religion of Allah. Not again, by the way, they don't know me. If I did park my car in A&W, the owner or the people there, they don't know Amjad. They know the masjid. What is the masjid? Muslims' place of worship. Why do they come? They worship God. Really? Why they worship God? To seek refuge by Him, to help them to prepare themselves to be better and good people and to meet their Lord in the day of judgment, why after they have done everything good, such as blocking the road by their cars. Introduction. Well, it's a disaster. We might not feel the natural consequence. It is a disaster. Third stage, quick evidences. Just in case someone does not like the common sense evidences, I will bring you some of the adilla from the Quran and the Sunnah. One of the amazing adilla is hadith in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that has been reported and narrated by Imam al-Bukhari. Where Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Wallahi la yu'min, Wallahi la yu'min, Wallahi la yu'min. He swear by Allah three times. Then the Sahaba replied, Man ya Rasulullah? Prophet Muhammad, in his clever prophetic way, he did it in an amazing, attractive, you know, let's say, skill. He said, well, by Allah, he's not a believer. By Allah, he's not a complete believer. By Allah, he is not a believer. Three times without saying anything. Then he stopped. The normal reaction was what? Man ya Rasulullah? Who's this person? That you are sworn by Allah three times that he is not a believer. قال من لا يأمن جاره بوائقه, the one whose neighbors are not protected from his evil acts, he is not a believer. This is not my words. This is Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's words. Sahih al-Bukhari. By Allah, the one who hurts his neighbors. By the way, the hadith was not talking about Muslim neighbors. Neighbors. من لا يأمن جاره بوائقه, he is not a believer. طبعاً when the scholars explain this, he said he will not reach, it does not mean he's a kafir. He means it, he will not reach the level of complete believer. Whatever he does by hurting his neighbors. Don't you think that blocking the places or taking the parking lots of others is not hurting our neighbors? As example, we can make another example, but this is the example that provoked someone like me to talk about, which is huge thing. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, أعوذ بالله السميع العليم الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين سورة الممتحنة يا أيها الذين آمنوا لما تقولون ما لا تفعلون كبر مقتا عند الله أن تقولوا ما لا تفعلون. It's an amazing guy. كبر مقتا. مقت. It's amazing word in Arabic. مقت. ازدراء. الاحتقار. كره الشديد. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لما تقولون ما لا تفعلون كبر مقتا عند الله. Oh, who you believe. Why you say what you do not do. They do not apply. كبر مقتا. They say how despicable it is in the sight of God to say what you do not do. Despicable. I mean, it's the highest level of, you know, it's a big disaster. مقت. كبر مقتا. How despicable it is in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, you will be in a miserable status in the sight of Allah if you say something and you do something else, which is a general big problem. But it might be much more important if it causes, between you and me, if I did something bad, I would be a sinful person. But you will not lose your faith because of me. At least you might hate me, you might be angry from me, and it will end by this. But if you are a non-Muslim, the problem will be 10 times disaster. Simply, I will be a blockage element in your face from coming to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can I prove this? With another dalil. رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْنَا فِتْنَةً لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْنَا فِتْنَةً لِلَّذِينَ شو معلش؟ خلي الحكي بره يسافر انت. شكرا حبيبي. قعد وإهدى. طيب حبيبي؟ إن شاء الله عليك. بعد الخطبة تلعبوا. أوكي؟ ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للذين كفروا. This verse, طبعا عرفت they understand what does it mean. I will give you the context. It was narrated on the times of the believers of قوم إبراهيم. ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للذين كفروا أي ربنا لا تجعلهم يقدرون علينا فنتسبب لهم بفتنة أنهم إذا غلبونا ظنوا أنهم على الحق وأنا على الباطل فيفتنوا عن دينك. They say, يا الله, don't let us be فتنة, a trial, a test, or as indirect way that to kick them out of your religion because of us. One of the general meaning of understanding. The original context, it's the believers of Ibrahim alayhi salam. They say, Ya Allah, we ask you not to let the non-believers have the power upon us, because if they win victory, one victory against us, they will think that they are on the right and we are on the falsehood, and they will not think about the truthness of your religion. Don't let us be like a reason of fitna for them. Ya Allah, don't let us be this reason. Now, the general meaning of the ayah, Ya Allah, help me not to be an item of obstacles in the faces of others from coming to you. The general meaning of the ayah. Imagine this will lead me to another evidence or another horrible possibility. According to the very well-known famous Sahih Hadith, where Prophet Muhammad ﷺ says, I need just simple part of the Hadith. The Hadith is long one, talks about أَتَدْرُونَ مَنِ الْمُفْلِسِ. Do you know who's the bankrupt? قَالُوا الْمُفْلِسُ فِينا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ مَنْ لَا دِرْهَمَ عِنْدَهُ وَلَا مَتَاعَ. So they replied, Prophet Muhammad knows what's the meaning of muflis. But it's a prophetic way how to educate the people and how to change concepts and how to replace values within our systems. So he said, Atadruna, do you know who is the bankrupt? The Sahaba replied, yes, Ya Rasulullah, we know. قال المفلس فينا من لا درهم عنده ولا متاع. The bankrupt, the definition of bankrupt is the one who does not have any money or any personal belongings. Then Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-muflisu min ummati man ya'ti yawm al-qiyamati bi salatin wa siyamin wa zakatin wa sadaqa wa ya'ti wa qad daraba hadha wa shatama hadha wa akala mala hadha. Fayakhudhu hadha min hasanatihi wa hadha min hasanatihi fa idha faniyat hasanatuhu ukhidha min sayyi'atihim thumma ulqiyat alayhi thumma ulqiya fi jahannam." It's amazing hadith. Amazing hadith al-muflis. He said, the true bankrupt in my ummah, as if he's saying in my language, from now on, change the concepts. Delete the concept that you have in your system, replace it with the one that I will be highlighting now. When you mention the word muflis, true bankrupt, he is the one who is. I quote, he will come at the day of judgment while he's having in his scales, in his scale of rewards, in his record, salatin wa siyamin wa zakatin wa sadaqa. He was doing a very beautiful, amazing things. He was praying, doing the sadaqa, doing the, everything, mashallah. Super Muslim. Good, nice Muslim. Was not for himself. But, and problems always come after buts. But, in the same time, in parallel, يَأْتِي وَقَدْ شَتَمَا ضَرَبَ أَذَا ظَلَمَ. But in the same time, he was hitting anyone in the streets, you know, swearing at the people, doing bad things, at any bad things that he was able to darab. He used to hit, was shatama, he used to swear at. And what I'm concerned in, قَالْ وَظَلَمَ هَذَا. He used to commit injustice against the people. He was praying, yes, and he. Now, the divine justice, the divine court in the day of judgment, the currency there, it's not US dollar or Canadian dollar. It's what? Hasanat wa sayyiat. It's the rewards and the sins. Now, anyone I've done bad thing with him, injustice, I hit him, I swear to him, I insulted him without any valid reason, they will be taken from my hasanat. فَإِذَا فَنِيَتْ حَسَنَاتُهُ. If my rewards have finished, what is next step? قَالْ أُخِذَ مِنْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ. Part of their sins will be taken from them as a compensation. قَالْ فَأُلْقِيَتْ عَلَيْهِ ثُمَّ أُلْقِيَ فِي جَهَنَّمْ. It will be thrown in his face and he will be thrown in the hellfire. He is someone who has come with salah, wa siyam, wa zakah, wa sadaqah. But because of doing in the same, which means he did good things, but he did a lot of bad things as well. So this was more than that. They were deleted with this. Exactly like the bank account, in, out. But mashallah, alhamdulillah, I have in, but you have a lot of out as well. It's like someone who's earning between 7 to 12,000 Canadian dollar a month. But he's spending sometimes on his credit card between 15 and 22. The end result? The end result, when the bill comes, you have a disaster. You have a lot of money to pay, even though you were earning. Sheikh, wallahi, I was earning 10,000. Yes, but you were spending in your credit card 20,000 for that. You receive 10, you spend 20. At the end of the year, you have a problem of $120,000, even though you were earning. This is exactly what might happen with some of us in this hadith. What's the relation in the last 2 minutes in my topic, parking in Islam, or how to be a good representative for Islam? Simply, imagine that because of my behavior, such as blocking the road, or taking their rights, or hurting them, I will be committing injustice by creating like a rejection in his heart against myself and my religion. In the day of judgment, he might have the right in the divine court to ask Allah to take a right from me. Ya Allah, خذ لي حقي من هذا الظالم. Ya Allah, okay, I'm an unbeliever, I rejected you, I know, but you are just, Ya Allah. Allah, one of the attributes and names of Allah is justice, al-adl. My rights. This Muslim, he was my neighbor. Never ever in my life I saw anything that makes me love Islam. Always I just hated Islam because of him. Okay, I rejected, but he is one of the main reasons. Give me my right from him. Part of the rights, take some of the sayyat to me, which is a disaster. Which is a disaster. And by the way, this is not just for non-believers. This could happen with our kids as well. Maybe my own son will hate Islam because of me, because I'm using, I'm a very tough person, I'm a very tough father for him, for example. I don't speak in a nice way with him. The same is applicable, the same. Maybe my son will decide just to go to drugs and to have alcohol and to have bad things. Okay, he knows, but I was one of the reasons that he was dependent on when he decided not to be close from Allah. In the day of judgment, my son will come, Ya Allah, khudh li haqqi min hadha al-zalim. To avoid such and to do exactly the opposite, let's remember always, رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْنَا فِتْنَةً. Don't let yourself be a reason for the people to hate the truth. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَيَا فَوْزَ مُسْتَغْفِرِينَ. إن الحمد لله نحمده سبحانه ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير. Respected brother and sister, please do your best. If you think that we can make a difference by influencing the people, try to share this khutbah from the YouTube channel of Adda Foundation. Try to spread as much as you can, because at the end, we must be aware that we are representatives of Islam, whether we love it or not. Please, let's let the people love Allah because of us, not to let the people hate Allah because of us as much as you can. Before I finish my khutbah, I will ask you a favor for next week, inshallah, if you came. Now here at Dar Foundation, they honored me by asking me to start to establish, as you might have already heard, that we are planning to make like a special Islamic institution for Islamic studies here. We are planning coming months. So we will start around October, inshallah, to have the first intensive two courses, each course with 20 hours. One of them will be in Arabic, how to protect your children from atheism. And the other one will be in English, or three courses actually. The second one will be how to establish happy and powerful family from A to Z, manual from A to Z, especially in the West. And the third course will be especially for the teachers at Islamic schools, how to inject Islamic values while you are teaching any subject in an Islamic school. These three courses will be intensive courses as a starting point of this institution after 2 months, inshallah. What we are planning, part of our plan, we need to see the opinion of the people about the preferable times for the people to give, because we are trying to make it easy for males and females, parents, for youth, for students, for the students of the universities, all of them to come at weekends, Saturdays only, Sundays only, at night between 5 and 7, or 7 at 9. We will make like a survey, and we will be depending on the majority of the survey. From next week, maybe we'll stay for 2 or 3 weeks, just spreading a small sheet, asking you just to tick, in case, if you would like to attend some of these courses, what the preferable times for you. We will try to collect them on a matter of weeks to make it on a scientific basis. When we announce that we will have a course, it will be dependable on the majority of the needs of the people. جزاكم الله خير. لا تنسونا من دعائكم. بارك الله فيكم. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واعف عنا. اللهم ارحمنا فوق الارض وتحت الارض ويوم العرض عليك يا كريم. اللهم ارزقنا الإخلاص في القول والعمل. اللهم ارحمنا والدينا ووالدي والدينا وأصحاب الحقوق والواجبات علينا يا كريم يا رحيم. اللهم إنا عبيدك أبناء وعبيدك أبناء وإمائك، نواصينا بيدك، ماض فينا حكمك، عدل فينا قضاؤك. نسألك بكل اسم هو لك سميت به نفسك أو أنزلته في كتابك أو علمته أحدا من خلقك أو استأثرت به في علم الغيب عندك أن تجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب همومنا وغمومنا يا رب العالمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. وأقم الصلاة. الله أكبر.